From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey, I'm Shawn Mendes.
This is Selena Gomez.
Drizzy Drake.
Taylor Swift.
Post Malone.
Camila Cabello.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Right here.
Turn up.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
I can see.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I keep Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
$20,000.
Are you seeing that? Are you seeing that?
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Powered by Air Transat.
All right, Kat and Nat are here. Before we get to our special edition Ask Roz and Mocha featuring Kat and Nat, we got to talk about Air Transat and their family collection of hotels, which are in nine sun destinations.
Yeah, hotels featuring special family perks, but also solo parent options, which we know is really important for a lot of people. Extended kids club hours, so you can still have that kind of romantic dinner on the beach if you want to and just know that your kids are looked after. Like, you can kind of have that alone time even if it is a family vacation.
And some of these resorts, they let kids stay and eat for free. Plus, Air Transat has an amazing kids club to make your flying experience fun and stress-free for everybody. Also, if your kids are between the ages of 2 and 11, it is absolutely free to join the kids club. That gets you a dedicated family check-in counter, priority boarding, and onboard surprises. They even give you a goodie bag on the plane to keep those kids occupied. If you want more info on the Kids Club or of any of Transat's family collection of hotels, go to their website, airtransat.com.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Nat are two moms from Toronto who built an empire on real talk and a sense of community with other moms and women around the world. They host events. They got a podcast. They're on Facebook Live every single day. They have a massive following on Instagram and have a number one selling book out right now called Mom Truths. Kat and Nat in the house. What's up?
I want you to live at my house every time I walk in the door.
That's exactly what I wanted to do.
So you're both dads?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
How old are your guys' kids?
Roxy is 9, going to be 10 in January.
Oh my God.
We are in the same world.
I told my mom that I was coming here today, and she's like, oh, I like that, Roz. I watched a show where he bought a cottage. He was with a girlfriend. I wonder if he married her.
No. Okay, so here we go. So Mocha's married. I am not married. I was married previously, but that doesn't count. It was like starter marriage.
It was practice?
Yeah, it was practice. You were young and we were engaged for like...
I believe in those.
Is that the one that you had your kid with?
No. My girlfriend now is Catherine, is who we had the kid with.
Oh.
And so, no, I'm not married. And it's not that I'm against, like, I have no problem with people getting married. Yeah. But I just don't like people in my business.
What do you mean?
A wife isn't your business?
No.
Your wedding?
No. Like, I don't. Like, here's my thing. Having gone through a divorce, right? Having gone through a divorce, what drove me most crazy about divorce, it wasn't the heartbreak. It was having to go ask people permission and pay money to end my relationship.
Fair.
Right? And I found that to be incredibly invasive, where everybody was upset and nobody, like, we still felt great about each other, but to end a relationship, we needed lawyers.
Yeah.
And neither of us wanted to do that. And so getting into a marriage, like, to me, I have no problem. I love weddings, right? Like, I love going to a wedding, everything else. I just can't go to City Hall and get a permission slip to get married in the same place I have to get one to put a toilet into my house,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, to me, they just have no business. I don't want that kind of business in my life.
Fair. That's fair.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
You also love leaving weddings early.
I love leaving weddings early.
Really?
Not that I'm hurt by it or anything. But
what time was he out?
Yo, Ross left my wedding at like 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
What?
10 p.m.
Yeah, 10 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
My wedding reception was super lit. We had like performers and everything.
Why did
Ross dipped at like 10 o'clock.
Why?
Yeah, I'm done with weddings. I don't know. It's
you said you love them.
No, I would have one. I just don't mean legally would I ever have one.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, no. You know what's bad?
You don't like to have fun at night.
When I started going to my friend's second weddings is when I was like, come on now.
Yeah. Oh, we feel the same way about baby showers. Like number three.
But my brother just got his cards read and
what does that mean?
Like, you know, like a psychic.
Oh, okay.
And she
like, do you guys believe in that stuff?
Of course.
Do you really?
Of course.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Ghosts.
Is that bad?
The whole thing.
No.
Oh God, I'm in a room with a bunch of ghost believers.
Yeah, and I live right beside a cemetery.
I don't believe in ghosts.
No, so she said that someone in his family is going to get a divorce. Oh. And my older brother's super religious and would never. So that leaves me.
Oh, wow.
How long have you been married for?
Like 13 years.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But you're not going out.
Never too late.
I mean, life is long. Who knows?
What's the last thing you and your husband fought about?
Oh, I know.
Do you really?
I know. Do you not know?
I know.
What
you guys are best friends.
No, girls,
you know each other
talk
since.
Talk about everything.
Okay, like what's everything?
Everything.
Like, okay, so
like how long you have sex for? Like, oh. Like quick everything.
That toilet. Everything.
Okay, how quickly do these conversations happen?
All day.
No. Okay, sorry. Let me rephrase that. How quickly after a situation? Personally, between you and your husband happens, do you then run to the other person
during.
And say, hey, get
over it? Sometimes
during. Come on.
No. All women. I'm telling you, but I believe it makes for a better relationship because it's if you have a good friend, they'll balance you rather than jump off the deep end with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like I'm normal. I don't hate you. I just don't like you at the moment. You know, because sometimes when you're with not on the same page as your spouse or partner, you feel like, oh, I hate you.
It's also good if your friend likes your spouse or your partner so that she's a little bit on his side, too. She's not trying to, you know, make you get a divorce.
Right.
So it's helpful.
But we're going to take some phone calls. So this is Ask Roz and Mocha. So it's Cat Nat
meet
Roz and Mocha.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's okay. We'll do the intro like there were 20 minutes into this. It's no problem. We take a lot of fan questions and we'll go through some questions.
But I want to know still, going back to my question, what was the last fight you had with your husband?
Mine was I got a sit down about it. I'll tell you what.
What did you do?
Just I got a lot going on in my life. I got a lot of family. We travel for our work.
Remind
a lot.
Us again, each of you, how many kids do you have?
I have four.
You have four.
I have three.
And she has a dog, so it's like
a puppy. I have a puppy.
Okay.
And it's a lot. And we've been traveling. We were on tour. And then I went on a vacation with my friends. And I have lots of siblings and family. And, you know, I'm trying to make time for everybody. And apparently he's getting the short end of the stick. And it's like I need to make a better priority for him and more time for him. Because it seems like I'm making time for everyone else. I'm having so much fun when I come home. I'm like, ugh, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. And he's sitting there like, what about me?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I appreciate the conversation. I appreciate his feelings. I'm a little bit cold. I don't make a lot of time for him. I need to work on it.
So when you have that conversation with each other, Kat, what is your response when she's telling you all of this?
He's such a baby.
No.
Get out of here.
Men is what I say.
Yeah.
When
no,
did men
say.
Become? I'll tell you.
Marriage.
If I go, what's the point of marriage, anyways? No, I will say that I listen and then I let her know why she's right. I support her. I'm like, just so you know, you're a great wife and you live with him and you spend 8 hours in a bed with him every night.
Right.
What more time do you need with a man? You know, he gets. By you. That is precious.
How often, though?
How often?
Like, yeah.
Not enough
but
for
like,
him.
But, like, do you use that, like, when he's pissy about stuff like this, like you're gone too much, do you throw some at him and then just hope that that, like, hope that calms him down a little bit for a couple days?
That is what calms him down for a couple of days. That's the only thing. Yeah. Like, after that fight, obviously,
they're like,
we had sex, and the next day we're like, hey.
They're like pets, you know?
Right.
Men are like tiny pets.
Here's my thing, and I think that it goes both ways. The one thing that always drives me or has driven me crazy in past relationships and we're sort of similar to your husband. It's not the lack of presence, right? Or it's not like I feel like I'm owed something. But what sucks is when I see the person who I know I love and I think that they love me and I know that they're fun and I know that they're great and I know that they love to laugh. What drives me nuts is when they go and they give all that other shit to other people and they come home and I get none of that.
Oh my God.
Right? I get none of the fun stuff, right?
Are you fun at home?
Yeah, I'm great at home.
Like you're fun.
Yeah.
Like you walk in.
I'll tell you, the one thing I never do is I never come home and unload about my day. Never.
Yeah.
I will never do that. I never come home and put my crap day on the people in the house.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
It's deep.
Go.
I think that when women get married when they're younger, it's our job to please men. And so we're always pleasing. And then we grow up and we're like, hold on. Remember, we take care of a lot of kids during the day and the mental load's always on us. Then we grow up and we're like, wait a minute. You kind of want your partner to grow up with you rather than having to take care of them and be with them all the time. So
right.
It's like if you show up like a friend and also a partner rather than let's do like a high school relationship, the relationship would be stronger because that you let that person be and then you can have the same conversations with them when they're home rather than an expectation of what the relationship should be.
Oh, totally.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's like it's a weird for us women who are like, when you first get married, you're like, I love you. Mm-hmm. I'll do everything for you. And then you're like, hold on, 10 years in. Just wait 1 minute. I'm tired.
And straight up, like, we changed the game by starting our own business and traveling. We were home all the time before. Yeah. So we changed it.
We'd wait for them to change it. Hi.
And they sort of still like, wait, I want that one back, you know? Just because you're always
gone. Well, you can't have that back.
No.
Yeah, right? No, yeah. That's gone.
That's weird when you want that back, right? Where you don't appreciate the sort of massive rise that you guys have.
We changed the game, yeah. And it's hard to catch up to that with
us. It is. Yeah, no, absolutely.
And they don't know what we do, really.
Oh.
Take some phone calls.
Are your husbands friends at all?
Yes,
yeah,
they
do they talk
to
all the time?
They're named Mark, both of them.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, weird. We forced them together, but they're both really cool, easygoing guys, and they get along, and they've learned how to parent the kids together when we're not there.
Like, you set them up on play dates and stuff?
No, they
like
set themselves
husbands?
Up.
Oh, they did.
Oh,
okay,
yeah. Cool. Oh, we're not that weird. Yeah. You're not that controlling.
Unless I don't know where the line is, man.
That's weird. It's
all
weird.
Right. All right. Hey, Emily, are you there?
Hey.
Emily, you are in Ottawa, right?
Yes, I am.
All right. Say hi to Kat and Nat.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
All right. So what is your question for the room?
I'm just wondering, before you found out, for Roz, Roxy, and Mocha with Cruz, before you found out they were a girl and a boy, were you hoping for a certain gender? And as well, Kat and Nat, if you have kids, were you hoping for a certain gender? Or
did you guys have that? Did you guys have your first? Let's go back to the first, right? Did you have a preferred? Did you want a boy? Did you want a girl?
I did not care.
No?
I really didn't. I mean, I didn't even, I got pregnant. I was like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. That was the first blow.
Yeah.
And then the second one was, you know, I could care less.
I when I was little, I knew I wanted to have four kids and I wanted to have three boys and one girl. So when I got the girl first, I just hoped every time I went to go find out the gender, they were all going to be boys.
Really?
Wow.
One girl's enough. Okay.
Yeah. How old's the girl?
10.
10. Okay.
I have a 10-year-old girl too.
And you have a 10-year-old girl. I have a 9-year-old girl.
So okay. Our little guy, we only have one, mm-hmm. and he's 2 years and 8 months now.
Oh, that's cute.
Cruz. And when Jenna was pregnant, I did not care. Mm-hmm. Like, we found out that he was a boy. We found out, but I didn't care. We were just, like, excited, right? First time parents. Super excited to be, finally to be parents. Yeah. So
I do understand the people who freak out, though, about what they wanted. Like, I know people who cried that they didn't get what they wanted many weeks. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you get two boys and you really want, really wanted a girl, and then you have the kid, and you're like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't have a preference. I mean, I don't care. Like, I thought having a girl would be cool. Right. Just because I never wanted to, like, in my head, I could rationalize and come to terms with, like, a girl being pissed off at me and stuff like that. What I couldn't, like, the thought of having a boy, right, is the thought of me just coming home after working like a brutal long day and then seeing like a 17-year-old with his head in my fridge, just looking back and calling me an because there's no Pepsi. You know what I mean? That I can't handle. The girl stuff I can handle. Catherine is the one that's going to have to deal with a lot of that stuff, right? But like, I can handle the girl stuff. I couldn't handle that sort of teenage boy thing. That's the thing that sort of frightened me a little bit. Yeah, it was the teenage boy stuff. The girl stuff, I know a guy who has a boy and a girl, and he said that he was lucky that he had them in the order that he had them, because he had the boy first and then he had the girl, and he's like, the girl is amazing. She's like 70. She's like completely smart. He's like, if it was the other way around, I would have thought the boy was like damaged. Because he's like, they just accelerate at such different levels.
Right.
He's like, I would have been comparing them. And he's like, that would have been completely wrong. But no, but having a girl to me is, I love having like a girl, where you put a young boy and a young girl in a room and the boy immediately looks at the room and he's like, how can I jump from the TV onto the table, onto the couch?
Right.
Right? Where my kid walks into a room and she goes, that would be a wonderful place to make a loom bracelet.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Are you cool with periods and all that stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You're good with periods.
Yeah. I'm going to make $1 billion off periods, and I figured it out last week. I was brainstorming an idea with Catherine.
Last week.
Yeah. We were brainstorming this together. Here's my $1 billion idea for periods.
Okay.
Tell me if this would work. In each tampon pack,
yes.
You tear the top, you take the tampon.
Yeah. Vibrator.
In the bottom of that is another little tiny package that has an individually wrapped chocolate in it.
So will you put chocolate up your...
No. It's individually wrapped. It goes up your...
To enjoy as a snack.
Okay, to enjoy as a snack. The chocolate is not for your... I don't know. Maybe I need to explain this with like instructions. Because this is now one time I've pitched this publicly and people are already putting chocolate in their vaginas.
Yeah, they would. You have a lot of chocolate vaginas. 1,000. You know what? We talk to a lot. You would have you would be sued right, left, and center.
That's
with
fine.
Chocolate
That's
up that
fine.
Badge.
That's fine.
Hey,
That's
thank
fine.
You so much, Emily.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
That's a great idea.
Julietta.
You like chocolate and tampons, right?
No, she's gone. Yes. She don't like your idea. Here's a question from Julietta. Your go-to quick dinner on a weeknight. Go-to quick dinner.
Uber Eats, obviously.
Let's say cooking. Let's say not Uber Eats. Cheaters.
Cheaters. We cheat the system a lot.
I mean, yeah. Our kids like taco night.
Mine likes butter noodles and salt. Like, that is, like, a win every... You know what? Open the fridge and find something. That's the go-to meal. They'll snack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Jalapeno chips.
Jalapeno chips?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I was gonna say.
Like, if I left that up to my kid, it would be jalapeno chips every night. Yeah, we do a lot of tacos in the house.
Yeah, like tacos are easy.
And they think it's fun because they make them by themselves. Fajitas, too. Yeah.
Who does all the cooking in your house? Do you and Jenna split it? Jenna does all the cooking.
Yeah, she does all of it.
I do 100% of the cooking in my house.
Oh.
I mean, that like I'm gross.
He's really good.
No, that's amazing.
He's really,
like,
really good.
That's great for your partner.
But I also don't like help, right? Like I'm possessive about it. Like I do it because I love cooking. I will sometimes make three meals for all three of us. Mm-hmm. But if like Catherine wants to help, I'm like, no.
No, I'm the same way. I don't even want anyone in my kitchen while I'm cooking. Like, can I help you? No, get out. That's why I made my kitchen not open concept, because when I'm cooking,
I want everybody out.
You want the solitude.
Get out of my space. Yes. I'm cooking.
Closed concept is the new open concept when it comes to kitchens.
Yeah, it actually is.
Let me throw this out at you guys.
Yeah, go. Uh-oh.
See if anyone's guilty of this, because I did this last week.
Okay.
Have any of you snuck food where you find a place to sit and eat, whether it's at home or not at home,
in the car? Oh, yeah.
So that your family doesn't see.
Oh, my God. Oh. The other day they were at home and I went to go get a sub and I sat and I went to Mao Town by myself
the
and the kids were all
in the car?
At home. Yeah. They're all at home having lunch.
Because you don't want them to be like, hey, Ma, can I have a bite?
I don't want to buy five subs. I want my own sub. I want to sit and eat it. We do that all the time.
Oh, okay.
But you can smell that Subway on you when you walk through the door, though.
It was Belly Busters.
Was it?
And they love Belly Busters. That's why you can't. They'll eat it.
It was like a delicacy.
But when you eat a sub, right? Like, that's pretty filling. What happens when it comes time for everyone to get together to eat? Are you just like, you just snack
on
something?
I don't sit down and eat.
Someone's like water, milk.
You just literally are throwing food and like things at them, right? Someone spills something. I need this, I need that. It's like you're on defense mode as a mom with a bunch of kids in the house who have to, you're not there yet. Just wait. Every night you'll have something, soccer, hockey, baseball. Like, they're like, basically get home and you're like, the clock is running and you're hoofing food at everyone. Yeah. Like, go, get your soccer. It's like an army thing going.
Wait, so with how your days are like extremely, extremely busy, at what point or what time of the day do you sit down and you have a chance to breathe? Is that a ridiculous question?
Yeah.
Okay.
My daughter got home from soccer, a 10-year-old, at 9:45 last night.
Oh, hell no.
9:45. And the thing is,
is she training for the Olympics?
It's right. And if you don't do this, they're like, your kids are going to get into drugs if you don't put them in sport. Because what's a 10-year-old going to do all that weekend if they're not doing
something?
Exactly. They're going to be selling drugs.
No, that's it. Because what does my kid do? She does circus one night.
That's cool.
She does circus one night. She does piano for two nights.
Oh, wow.
Tennis.
Oh,
and
geez.
Then, yeah. But it's just.
We haven't hit that stage yet.
But we started the extracurriculars late, right? Because she really didn't have, like, she wasn't really into sports. And all the art stuff was just, she would just learn on her own. Like,
you're lucky.
It was that kind of thing. Like, there's no real soccer. She likes swimming. But no, tennis and circus are her real physical kind of things.
And you just name four nights a week.
Yes, and it's four nights a week. So like on a night like tonight, she's home at, I don't even know, 7:45, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
And then you feed them again after you've already fed them a dinner. So you feed them again.
She had to feed your daughter like at 10 o'clock last night?
Well, she made her. I'm like, you're 10, go make. She made her own peanut butter and jam. I was like, night. I was like, can we go to bed yet?
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's so late. Yeah. And then after, yeah. And then afterwards, because then they eat on the way home. So she comes home and gives me a kiss and is like, Dad, what's for dinner? And I'm like, I can smell pretzel and corn dog on your breath.
Yeah.
Right. So I know that you stopped on your way. And she's like, yeah, but that's like after circus snack. She's like, that's not actually a dinner. And then so the whole process starts again.
This is our life.
What is the one activity that your kids do or one specific child does that you just hate going to and sitting through?
Same for both of us, right, Kat?
Is it really the same?
I don't want to diss anything. I'm becoming
it's just your personal opinion about what you enjoy.
Yeah, I find hockey tricky.
Oh. Okay.
I find tricky.
That's a very interesting way to say, tricky.
It's just a lot of, you're supposed to sit on the, like, my son's seven.
Yeah.
I, like, always sit on the wrong side. Like, I don't know what side I'm supposed to sit on. Like, there's actually
a, you're supposed to sit on a specific side?
Yeah, like, your team's side. Yeah. Like, and I'm, like, I'm on the
wrong
side.
It's an arena. Why can't you just go sit wherever you want?
Because then the parents rumble.
Yes.
Yeah, you don't want to hear what the other parents are saying.
So you have to sit on that. Yeah, there's so much. There's so much politics that are just, that I don't understand. And I'm just, I'm trying my best.
Hockey would be better because I've got three boys in hockey and it's like, oh, like hockey, like each of them are like multiple days a week. I always swore that my sons would never play hockey. My husband's American. He never played hockey. You know, he played baseball, which they play too. But we were like, we're not going to be in the arena. But it's like as a Toronto kid, it just like seeps into your blood. Mm-hmm. Everyone's talking about hockey. And I wouldn't mind hockey if it was like one 20-minute period. But there's three of them, right?
Yeah. Two or whatever. It's
periods,
long.
I think there's
just three.
No, but when they're younger, it's
two. Oh, is it two? Oh, yeah. Two. Okay. Two?
Okay. He's seven.
Yeah. That's a long time.
I could be wrong. Yeah. But anyways, that's how attentive I am.
It's just, it's a lot. It's cold. and then there's all the equipment. So if Dad's not there, you got to tie up the skates.
I get other dads to do it.
It's not tight enough. I break a nail. It's just the locker rooms are so
small. And they smell.
It's sweaty. It's a sweaty situation.
I think with hockey moms, you're either going to be a hockey mom the first time you walk into that arena or it's never going to happen.
Yeah, I think so.
I agree. I find the politics very hard of any sport where there's all the parents get involved in who's an A player, who's a B player, who's the,
worst.
You know?
But that exists in ballet. You know what I mean? Like, it's unavoidable, that stuff. Like, all that... The craziness of, like, because I there's so many stories right now just about coaches being mean to kids and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you guys have you never seen the way a ballet teacher talks to an 11-year-old?
Yeah, it's true.
You know? There's some viciousness going on in the world of ballet, especially if a kid takes it seriously.
Yeah.
And a parent takes it seriously and they spend a little bit of money to not go to the Y on weekends.
It's the latter. It's the parents that make it.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's nuts.
We're going to go to the phones again. Hi, Jules. How are you? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, good. How are you?
Good. Jules, what's your question?
I just want to say two things. This is like the best. Both my favorite worlds are colliding right now. And I want to say that, Kat and Nat, your book got me through some of the darkest days in the early on of my pregnancy. It made me laugh. It made me feel better.
Oh, yeah. Aww. Go get that mom truth.
Totally, right? It's so true. Everything in that book is true.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My question is... Yeah. For all of you, because everybody has kids, what is your favorite stage this far or of all? Infant, toddler, what's the best stage that all of you feel?
Before everybody gives their answer, Jules, what is your favorite stage? Like, how many kids do you have? What ages are they?
I only have one.
You have one? Okay.
Yes. He's 6 months. My favorite stage is right now because for the first 3.5 months, he was colic, so I went a little bit crazy.
Oh, girl. Oh, yeah.
So he's actually so much fun right now. He's such a boy. He just wants to roll off the couch and fly up in the air. And it's my favorite. I wanted a boy. I got a boy. And he's such a boy. So right now is my favorite so far.
Yeah, that's awesome. Go ahead. Do you have a favorite?
It's ironic she said this because I said to somebody this weekend, this is my favorite stage right now. All three of them are in a good stage at once. And I'm like... I can actually, they were all outside playing in the backyard and I didn't think anyone was going to die yesterday. Yep. They played for like an hour, like we're out of the death stage.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. I kept just sitting there being like, this is a miracle that my kids are all outside without crying and dying.
Ages?
10, 7, and 4.
Okay.
So yeah. you could have sat at the table and ate a big 12-inch belly buster sub.
She could.
I ate a Mars bar instead. I'm going to go for the chocolate. One is almost wiping her own ass, the last one.
Yeah.
So I'm really.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
Oh, wow. Do you still have to help?
I have
to,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, so I'm getting, that's mine. You?
I feel like now, just because I feel like they're becoming more independent than ever, and so I have to do less, and I get more time to myself, and I feel like they're self-sufficient. I mean, obviously, I have a daughter who's 11, so there's an attitude situation, but, I mean, it's better than the tantrums, I think, when she was younger, so, yeah, I like now.
Yeah. I'll say this. As far as like an age, like an age goes, once they can reason, it's the best.
Yeah.
But also I liked when, I don't even know, like six or something like that happened, when you travel with them, they're no longer luggage. They're just a travel companion.
You know what I mean?
Where you can watch the same shows on Netflix. Yes. You can enjoy the same stuff. You can get up and go pee and you don't have to worry about them. Yes. Like I think that age. But the thing that I always tell Roxy is, because she's very concerned, she's a super emotional kid, and she's very concerned that she'll see pictures of herself as a younger kid and cry, right? Because it's like, no, because it's like, it's beautiful for her to see her as a baby and us holding her and everything else.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
So she starts to think at times that she's sort of less cute, that she's not the baby, that everybody loves a baby kind of thing. And she'll always say, Dad, what age was I that was your favorite, right? And I always say the same thing, which is right now.
Yeah.
Like today, the age you are right now on this Tuesday or whatever it is my favorite age that you've ever been, because I've just never loved you more and you've never been more awesome. Right?
That's really cute.
So that's a conversation we have. But I will say, once you can hang with them.
I agree.
And you can just like kick it, and you don't have to, when you're playing a game with them, you don't have to sort of let them win because they understand what a crushing loss is at that point.
Yep.
Like that sort of, I don't know when that is, like 6.5 to 7.5, maybe around.
Everyone's that different, but the minute you don't have to worry about them dying when you leave the room is huge.
It's amazing.
It's a mom milestone. Yeah. It's a parenting milestone.
And so Cruz is how old? Mocha?
Almost 3 years old.
Right.
And we are going through literally the worst time of our lives.
I agree.
Because we either have like amazing, I wouldn't even say a day. We have amazing hours.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then there's no in between. It's amazing. Yep. And then it is mayhem.
Yeah. I got death threats when she was, death threats. Yeah.
Like, really? Like said what? Like said what?
Like I'd like you to die.
Yeah.
Like kind of, but they're so young, they don't know what they're saying.
No, but they do know they hate you.
They hate you.
Right, yeah.
It's passion.
They know
the passion
that
is real. Can I give you one piece of advice?
Please.
The kid
I'll take
you,
anything and everything
the
right
kid
now.
You see who's amazing is the kid they're going to become. And the hours will become longer. It'll become days and then weeks and then months. And
that makes me so happy. Me cry.
No, I'm not. That is the person they will be. And it is like, and they get, like she said, it gets longer. Their attitude just, you get more days of good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a few hours yesterday where it was just like nonstop fun.
Oh,
and like
good.
We just had like him and I, or him and Jenna, or like all three of us, or all three of us plus the dog. Like we just had all these little bursts of just pure happiness in the house. And then as we got down to like the last hour before he had to go to bed, it was like a bomb went off in the house. And it was everything. Yeah. Throwing, yelling, hitting, running away from us.
It's like, so funny when someone else's kid does it. Because like this little person has such an effect on the adults. And they're like, you get so like crazy. And you're like, look at how small that thing
is. And then by the end of the day, Jenna and I are just sitting on the couch. Quiet, not saying a single word to one another because we're just so drained from the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, alcohol.
That's when you crack up from a bottle.
Yeah, hey, Jules, thanks so much.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Right, thank you.
See you later. Let's go to Lisa now. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Good. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show. And say hello to Kat and Nat.
Hello.
Hi.
What is your question, Lisa?
I would like to know, what was your favorite show as a kid?
Ooh, favorite, like, Could it be any show, or does it have to be specific to a genre?
Well, if you think back to when we were kids, they actually used to do like a Saturday morning cartoon lineup on TV.
Ooh, okay.
So I used to watch the old like Bugs Bunny, and there was a show called Mega Babies. If you guys ever saw that, it was quite crude, but hilarious.
No.
Do you guys remember that one?
I never saw the Dirty Baby Show.
Me neither.
Yeah, it was my favorite. So what's yours?
Oh,
ooh, favorite show as a kid.
Hell.
I mean, I got into wrestling like real early, so I was always watching wrestling. If it wasn't that, it was stuff like Transformers and Voltron, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You have one?
Yeah, I don't know. Very early on for me, like, we watched cartoons because I had an older brother, right? But very early on, like, when did Much Music start? When was that? Like 84? So I was 10, right? And so I just remember watching videos. Like, I was just fascinated with videos. Music videos when I was a kid. Like, that was just sort of my thing that I would spend the most time watching.
You guys are going to die when I tell you I was number 4 of 5, and we used to watch Sex with Sue.
Me too.
Oh, yeah.
That is a classic.
I was so young, and I would just, I mean, it was everything. She went forever. Remember that? It was like, your parents didn't care where you were. You were just quiet.
And you know what's interesting is, I don't know if they could do that show now, because I don't know if you could.
I don't think so.
You couldn't put it on
Pornhub?
No, you couldn't put it on television.
Because she used to bring
you
out
couldn't
the sex
put it on,
toys.
You couldn't put it on television anymore, because too many people would complain.
Yeah.
Too many. Yes, 100%. 100%.
You can have free porn all day, but
you could not put a woman like Sue Johansson talking to 17-year-olds about dill and what the best lube was, or even you were 12 at the time or whatever, 11,
I think 9. I was even like 8, because I'm older. We'd all, my brothers, we'd all watch it.
Absolutely. Yeah. You would sit around and watch it. You could not put that on like regular over-the-air television now. Nobody, the complaints would be through the roof. We did, when Mocha and I first started this show, we did two specials one night, which was between like 7 and 10, and it was the Roz and Mocha Sex Show, and we had an expert in here, and we had kids call up because we felt that for the most part, if you're going to learn at school, and a lot of people have crap parents that don't teach them stuff, and a lot of kids have questions. This was before social media, right, which had just started. So it was before Twitter was just starting, and YouTube wasn't really a thing. And the response to this was overwhelming. And the stuff we talk about during that show was incredible. And we go back now and listen to that show. If we suggested now in 2019 that we wanted to do that same thing, there's not one single person in this building that would allow us to do it.
Yeah.
That breaks my heart.
And it was a lot of kids who were asking questions, not to be crude or rude.
No.
Out of genuine curiosity. And they were smart questions.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
can't do it.
Can't do it now. Definitely
That's
not.
Terrible.
Yeah, the world has gone the other way.
Hey, Lisa, thanks so much.
The other way.
That breaks my
Thank
heart.
Thank you so much, guys.
See
Thank
ya.
You.
Bye-bye. Here's a question from David. Says, does anyone, I assume he's in this situation, but does anyone have any funny suggestions for a gender reveal?
Did you see the one where someone farted?
What did they do? They put powder
on their ass and farted.
No, they didn't.
Yes, no, they
Google
did.
Google it. Google it.
Is
they
that true?
Farted.
It's true.
It is true.
And what color was it?
I think it was pink. Yeah. I think they farted pink.
Who farted?
the girl. Help me. I know. I didn't click on it.
Shell's going to find it.
Someone put your chocolates in their couch.
You saw a headline of a video that said somebody farted out powder for a gender reveal and you didn't click on it?
I think it was hard. To like get that thing, I had the circle to, going
through layers and stuff. Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, I mean,
I need to know the details, like really what funny. They ate, how they're able
to guarantee
to plan the event so that everyone
knows. Well, yeah, right.
Thank
bring
you.
It in.
Hold on. Okay, so everybody's in the room, and there's a woman, she's laying on the ground.
Hold on, let me see this. Yo, this is wild. Oh my god, yo, this is a real thing.
I told you.
Okay, so there's. This woman, she's laying on the ground, bare ass, just wearing a sweater.
No.
Yes.
Bare.
And she farts.
And then everybody's in the room. She farts. Hold on. And it's blue.
Is oh, it? Blue. My bad. Blue.
Hold on. Here. What? Did you guys see this? You saw, right?
No, I didn't
no,
see it.
No, none of us saw it.
Bring it over. Bring it over and show Kat and Nash.
You know, I never wanted to do a gender reveal. Never did that. But, I mean, I'd probably do this if I were to have another kid. Oh, my God. She's cute, too.
Is she pregnant? Is she pregnant? That's what. She's not the pregnant one, right?
Yeah, she is. Look at her.
No, that's not real. Come on, that can't be real. That can't. Like, what happens? Is she laying on the floor the entire time that this party is happening, and then she has to yell out to everyone, "Okay, I think I'm ready."
Oh my God, it was a chili party, so they all ate chili and waited.
Come on,
Are you glad you asked that question?
Oh my gosh. That
was somebody die at one recently?
Yeah, I think so. And people usually bring kids to gender reveals.
Well, that kid's going to see it. So.
Yeah. You know, well, you go, you know what's funny, Seamus? I didn't even have to see that video to know that they had parquet floors.
How many views was on that? Did you see?
230.
Okay.
Okay, Gabby asked this question. What is the most annoying question people ask you?
Okay, I don't want to, like,
maybe not annoying, but maybe the one you get so often.
Okay, yeah. Because, yeah. You know, I don't want to be mean say, you know, everyone's is allowed to ask questions, but they always ask Kat and I if we fight.
Right.
They're very curious about that. And if they knew us enough, they would know that we value our relationship too much.
So
to
much.
Fight about it.
Yeah.
We really don't. Like,
but what about with the business side of things, though? Because you don't have to like your business partner.
No, you don't.
Right?
But do you think that people would ask two men that work together, do you guys fight?
All the time. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
You two, because.
Really?
Every single conversation that somebody has.
Do you two fight?
No.
We don't ever fight.
No, but people ask you that.
All the time. Yeah.
But they wouldn't ask two businessmen.
Well, there you go. No, and the reality is we don't hang out.
Oh,
what?
Well, you're not friends. Yeah.
No. We're incredibly friends. I love them more than anything.
Okay.
But we don't. We spend all of our time together doing this.
Right.
And socially outside of this show, we've been out how many times outside of this show together?
Five, maybe.
And one of them was your wedding where he left early.
Okay, so six.
And we've been doing the show 10 years.
Okay.
Alone. How many times alone have you and I been out? Alone. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
Would that be awkward for you
two?
Yeah,
I was just wondering.
I don't know if we ever have.
You
guys should do that and document it. I bet it would be a bit weird.
No,
what would you talk about?
I think it would be awkward. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That's I think so it would be super. I don't know if I could do it.
It would be weird.
It would be weird.
No, because I'll tell you.
It would almost be like a first date.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you need to do this.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I don't know if I. Here's my thing. I know that we would have stuff to talk about because Mocha's a very kind person. But here's where I think would wind up happening is I think that in any sort of social situation, if we were across from each other, we would just start doing the show.
Yeah,
that's true.
Right?
Because that's how we're used to when we sit across from each other. Yeah, that's how we're
like, I think that we
used
would
to being
just
around each
start
other, right?
Doing the show only at the keg.
You guys need to go out. I would like to come.
I don't know.
Can we go on a double date?
So
no, it'd be weird.
Yeah,
okay.
Weird. It would be really weird.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Should try it.
Yeah,
but we go on vacation together. Our families, our kids. Wow. We went on a date together.
We went on a date on Friday night. My husband invited me on a date on Thursday. And then by the time it was time to go out, I was like, do you still want to go?
But you were friends before business, right?
High school,
okay. Yeah.
Do you guys do Christmas together at all?
Christmas Eve.
Wow. Yeah, we vacation.
Oh, it's amazing.
Our moms have become friends.
What does a vacation cost when you got four kids?
Hey, we get it sponsored.
What did a vacation cost?
It's a lot of money.
It
can be like literally 15,000.
I've never paid for one.
There's 11 of us that go.
What
we do now is we love the old folks towns in Florida, and we get a house and we all just live in the house and drive golf carts and
we pile our kids
cook
in
our own
and
food.
they don't wear shoes and we just can't even do a resort anymore. So we just basically rent a house.
Because you banned?
Too loud.
And the tricky thing is you want your own space with so many kids. We have seven loud children.
It's incredible.
And they're loud and they're a lot. So.
And then they have to go to bed and we want to stay up and cocktail. When you're at a resort, you can't do that.
So,
right.
So we just get a house.
Yeah.
And that was going to be my next question is, do your kids get along?
Yes.
They're like family. Yeah. Her son told his teacher last year, I have
two moms and seven brothers, seven of us, two moms and son. I'm like, well, no, that's not true. they walk around.
Pretty close.
They don't go to the same school. So they always have that friendship outside of drama of the school, which is.
Yeah. And none of them are in the same grade.
Do you guys live close to each other?
Yeah.
No, you do. And they don't go to the same school.
She's en français.
Oh, why would you do that to your children?
But you know, in Toronto, everything is like the neighborhoods, everything's so packed that like I might live 3 minutes from her, but my school,
I know, it's crazy,
is a different school than hers. So yeah.
Do you speak French?
No.
Why would you do that to your children then?
Well, a couple things. My mom is French Canadian. Yeah. She worked at the French school, and the French school's on my street.
Does your husband speak French?
No, he's American.
So who does their homework?
Like tutors and my mom.
But don't you feel ripped off a little bit? No?
Then I don't get to do homework?
But not even. Like, I would feel ripped off. Yeah, because I would feel, because here's the thing is that maybe you don't feel ripped off when they're in like grade four.
Yeah.
But when you can't actually fact check the crap that they're bringing home.
I can't right now.
No, but you
in
can't
English.
Even read. Do
in
they send
English.
You, do they send you stuff home in English from the school?
No.
That would drive me crazy. I'm such a control freak that I need to know what's coming home.
This is not us.
It's not you at all, right?
No.
Oh, schools, my God.
You don't know our history. You'll have to listen to our podcast, but I dropped out of high school, and she did an alternative school and didn't go to university. Like, we were not, right. we were
my
not.
My mom fills out the forms, you know, for the kids.
We were not.
I just won't hand it in.
Schools here, right. Personable, likability, can you get from point A to point B without getting kidnapped? That's way more important.
Yes. Capable. We're looking
Fair enough.
Kids.
Fair
How
enough.
Long ago did you, because you've been friends since forever,
ninth grade.
Yeah. How long ago did the business side of things start?
Seven years ago.
Yeah. And it started as a...
like a local Toronto moms group. There wasn't a place for moms to hang out without their kids and have a cocktail and, you know, be able to just be women and talk about stuff. And so it was like, yeah, we used to host these events, then we brought in experts, and then people were like, in other cities, I want to come to your club. Yeah. We're like, well, we can't be in other cities and we can't franchise it because we were the hosts. So then we started just do it online, and we did it before live streaming was a thing. We found this guy out of Germany that had this software that could live stream through
That's
YouTube.
Crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
What and you then, had to do?
And then a year later, Facebook Live became a thing, and so we'd already
and
been doing it
And you guys are on Facebook
year.
Live every
day.
Single day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we were already doing it, and then... You know, YouTube videos and all of it. It just
and then you up. Also have the number one best-selling book.
Hey-o.
And you have two podcasts.
We
as
have
well?
One. We just ripped the audio off of our
okay,
Facebook Live.
Because I know there's Chit Chat with Kat
yeah,
and Matt.
Yeah, that's
Look
Facebook Live.
Right? And then Mom Truth.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. We needed to go unconventional because we're pretty inappropriate in terms of no one talks about what we talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't. We went our own. The minute we kept getting no's, we're like, we'll do our own thing.
Yeah.
And that's how it all started.
So where does the money come from? What's the biggest? Because people want to know this. There's a lot of moms that are like, me and my girlfriend are just as fun and awesome as you guys. Where does the money come from? Like, where was the first sort of financially successful branch of Kat and Nat?
Well, hosting events is not the way,
right,
by the way.
Right.
We learned that fast.
The first time we made money.
Wait, hosting events? No?
No.
Not
because
for
you
us.
Guys do shows like right
that's
across the
That's not an event.
Shows. We're
oh.
on, that's different. Yes,
okay.
You can make
okay.
Money
so hosting
going
events.
On tour.
Okay.
Yeah, we had our we made our first money with Jess O'Reilly, who's a sex expert. Do you know her?
Yes, I do. Actually,
and she taught us the Claudia, which was the to end all. And we got a lube company to sponsor us.
And she was at the speaker.
And then she was a speaker. So we figured it. We kept figuring it. We had to keep figuring out how to make money. So we kept we just kept flipping the model and flipping the model and flipping the model. And now we have a lot of different revenue streams that we have, and our company, this will be the second year it's made over seven figures.
That's amazing.
Wow, congratulations.
Yeah.
But it is we do if you we told you what we did, you'd be like, I think our direct team right now is at least like 45 people.
45.
Yeah, I mean, when you
we have a lot of agents because we're in so many different areas and so many different, you know, products that there's an agent and manager for all of this.
For everything.
But then we started with the two of us.
Right.
We built our own website.
Who's the first person that came to you guys and was like, hey, hold on a second here. You have something really, really amazing going on. I do this for a living and I'm very good at it. And let me help you make some serious money and turn this into something great.
Just us.
Yeah, no,
really?
But you have all these people. You have all these people.
Find all these people.
Who recognized what you guys were doing and wanted to be a part of it
today,
that was
today
not
show. Today show.
The Today Show?
That was Jenna Bush, right? She came to visit.
They picked us up before Canada did.
Yeah.
So Canada was like, thank you, next. Tracy Moore actually was a big
City
supporter.
Line, yeah.
Yeah, City Line. She was huge. And then the Today Show really stepped in and was like, we love you. And they kept putting us on the Today Show. And then Canada... as they do.
It's the way it happens. It's the way it goes.
Yeah.
It's like that with everything.
It's
with
sad.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your live show, your stage show, yeah. which is like sells out across Canada, yeah. Across the US, and you guys are heading to the UK.
Yeah.
The demand in the UK is crazy now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Who knew?
Yeah.
I mean, Australia wants us, but I'm like, we 7 kids. Like, no way are we getting on a plane.
First, with no kids, would I do that flight?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. We're not leaving. We're the same. I would actually love to go if I could transport myself in a second.
Do you fly first class where your kids fly in the back?
No.
I've never flown first class.
No.
Have you?
Never mind.
I mean, we have Air Rouge. Like, you know, where the
they give you an iPad.
Yeah, where the seats are broken. Right? Yes. Okay, the
and
seat
warm
was
nuts.
Broken.
We love the warm
yes.
nuts.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Right. No, we've done 100 shows. We just found out. And it's just, I mean, it's flown by, but we've had such a great time, like, meeting all these people that we used to talk to only online
yeah.
and be able to go to the cities and host these amazing events and shows. And it's been, like, it's been a dream come true because we wanted to host a night out for moms who never really get out because yeah. you get trapped after you have kids.
Yeah.
And just we like to remind moms that you still can have fun. Just because, you know, you're a mom doesn't mean that you can't be a good time. Because Kat and I are still really good times. So
really
we host
good
them.
Time.
And we're doing two, like the whole thing about our holiday parties that are in December 13th and 14th in Toronto is that we never got invited to holiday parties. And you run into all your neighbors on the street and they're all like wearing high heels.
Do you guys go to holiday parties?
You're like, where are you going? And they're like, oh, well, I have a holiday party. And oh, we don't have any time. I'm like, nobody ever invites me to a party.
Oh, God.
Oh, you guys have a full schedule of parties?
I mean, no, not
I,
full.
I,
like,
don't,
we have,
I don't get invited
I have like a group
a,
of friends that we yeah. get together every around the holidays, like the big group of us
yeah.
for a big dinner.
One
but
time.
That's just
like,
one time, yeah.
But like, don't you feel like on social media, like people are going to parties. Like, my parents used to like dress up and go to
oh,
parties.
Yeah, back in yeah, the day, my folks went to like parties on parties.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We no one parties and no one has like parties.
But I don't, you know what's interesting though, is I look
you
at
don't
the,
go to the party.
No, yeah, I don't want to come. I look at the way that people party now and I'm like, better you than me because yeah. I don't want to be in that sort of vibe. I used to love partying years ago, right?
Yeah.
Like I thought it was a hell of a time, everything else. I don't sort of like getting together and the pressure and all of this
you
other.
You don't like small talk?
No, you know what's interesting is I love small talk, but with strangers.
Like,
I don't.
Like
I don't.
What
I don't,
do you talk about?
Like, oh my God,
that's
I.
That's kind of like you, Kat. You yeah. don't run into old
I
friends.
I love like give me somebody who is like borderline should already be on a pension who's checking out my groceries at the grocery store. Right? I will
yeah, yeah.
like I will. We will light up each other's life for 5 minutes during that time. I love that kind of small talk.
Like
right?
what? Like what? What I want to know, like
oh, like legit small talk stuff, like the weather. I okay, like the weather. If I really want, if I've stacked my stuff in a way that I make it easier for them, right? Because I always like to do that. I always like to put my groceries on the thing that makes it easy for the person who's bagging
yeah.
my groceries,
yeah.
right? So then we will talk about the procedure, and then when the next person shows up behind us and they just start whipping bags of chips down with all the canned goods, we both kind of like cut them side eye a little bit, right?
Yeah, best friends.
So your best friend. Friends, right? So I like to make best friends with people, but only with strangers.
Okay.
But
okay.
we don't, but I don't get invited to a lot of, I get invited to a lot of things that I would never go to.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like people invite you to stuff just because they want you there.
Yeah. Like
as opposed
stuff,
to they're
yeah.
your friend.
Yeah.
Right? Like I don't go
we
to,
we don't go to like events.
No. I don't go to that stuff, but I'm happy to not be a part of sort of that.
The scene.
I think. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sort of much better. And I don't have a lot of friends. Like I have friends, but I don't have, we don't have traditions of where we get together once a year
yeah.
And do and sort of do all this stuff.
I don't think in the 10 years that we've been doing this show together.
Yeah.
I think maybe one time over the holidays did we get together.
Well, you guys don't yeah. get to, you've gotten together 6 times in yeah. 10 years.
One,
yeah. So
one of them was the holidays.
Yeah. And one of them was the holidays.
Yeah. And Catherine, my girlfriend, rides my ass real hard. She's like, call Jen and Mocha. And I'm like, honestly, Mocha won't want to do this. And then all it is that you and Jenna just wanting to hang out. I'm like, if you want to hang out with Jenna, call Jenna.
Yeah, right.
But don't drag us into it, man.
Oh my God, that's so
funny. I will say, so my wife, Jenna, she's a huge fan of yours.
Yeah.
She loves you guys so much. And she's always like, look at what Kat and Nat posted on Instagram. Look at what Kat and Nat posted. So she went to the show in March. That you guys did in Toronto. Yeah,
why didn't you tell us?
Yeah, what the heck?
She wanted to buy tickets.
Well,
so,
because
she's a huge supporter of you guys.
That's really kind.
We could have at least had a shot backstage together. Jeez.
Her and her sister went, and let me tell you, when she got home, right?
Yeah.
and I asked her how her night was. First of all, she loved it. She had a great time.
Okay, good.
The only photos and videos on her phone. Yes!
Of what?
I didn't stripper. They have strippers at the show, and that's the only stuff that Jenna had on her phone.
Did she come home and give you that cool at least
the Claudia.
You know, it's so funny you say so. At every theater, because it's like unionized, there's the ushers are usually, I kid you not, 85. Okay, like okay. The women
202.
They stand there and the strippers come out and you see their they don't take their eyes off.
They have
the
their
stage.
Popcorn and people have taken videos of these old people,
older people eating their popcorn, watching
they're
our
really
strippers.
Really open minded about it, though.
And they like they're okay. They don't take their pants. You see no. Okay. Like we
well,
keep the.
I mean, you can what about their, you what can about see it seepage?
They have big, okay. So you can see in their pants.
There's a little seepage.
You know what's okay. going on.
It's Brian, huge.
What is seepage?
Yeah. What's that?
You what can see
seepage?
Through their pants.
Seepage is when like because you know that like guys wear really tiny underpants.
Yeah.
And seepage is when it just sort of like
it goes down their leg. Okay?
Yeah. It's like there's you know like stuff little, falls.
Like Jason right? Derulo.
Like
it's more like Jason Derulo's picture when you can see it, but we're not. It's not coming. It's not like falling. Like you're not actually seeing the head.
No. You know what it's like? It's like when the bottom of a boob just pops out under the bra.
No, there's not.
There's no skin.
Right. Okay.
No skin.
It's just right. through their like plastic shorts.
Yeah.
Right. Is it the same strippers always?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Travel with them.
A lot have been fired right. over down. Time.
I fired a lot of strippers.
Yeah, she fires strippers.
Why?
When they don't move right.
Yeah.
Because they don't move?
Well, we had one.
Properly.
We had one in our California route, and I didn't get to see him dance before, and I
Jerry.
Kid you, Jerry. His name was Jerry. And I would watch him, and he did a somersault on the stage as a stripper, and he couldn't get his belt off. And when he moved, it was, if I show you, you'll, like, okay, I'm going to show you. Hold on. He would go like this to gyrate, okay?
She's
like
really good at imitating him.
Yeah. Like, slow. Really slow.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
about when he whipped his belt?
And then he'd take his belt off, and then he'd be like this. He'd try, and then he would, and all the moms felt bad for him.
It was
and
embarrassing.
I'm like,
oh, no.
They were like, oh, poor Jerry. Yeah. He's really trying. I was like, get Jerry off the stage.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Jerry, no. Go back to being a comic porn star and off our stage.
Let me ask you this. Are your strippers that you have on stage, mm-hmm. are they natural or are they using performance-enhancing drugs, if you know what I mean? Are they in their natural state?
I think they're in their
or
natural state.
Or are they
state.
Using some sort of performance?
I think they're in their natural state.
We do too many shows, and we would see, like, they're actually friends of ours, and I have learned a lot about strippers doing this, and they're all, like, really hard workers, really great guys.
Sweet
and
guys.
They're sweet. I know you don't want to hear that of a stripper, but I have learned a lot of the culture of strippers.
But no Viagra when they're dancing for you.
No,
you don't allow that. You need the natural.
They're naturally large.
Okay, right.
I mean, they have the audition.
They have videos all kinds on their Instagram. Yeah. And they wrap it.
Oh, God,
yeah. Around a what?
What?
They wrap their with like a bandage. And then that's all the...
What do you mean they wrap to make it thicker?
Wait, no, what? To cover it up.
Do you want me to show you?
Yeah, I don't know what you mean
like
by wrap it.
Because like
to me, it sounds like a that sounds like what you would do like to a soldier in World War II. Like,
I think she's incorrect about wrapping.
No,
I
they
think
wrap
it's
it.
I think it's a little sock, and it's got something hanging at the.
Yeah,
those are like not, but not something. Okay.
Then we have one that's like a street performer and.
Sock.
I'm going to show you the video.
You're going to have fun bleeping this entire podcast.
Is,
it's going to be awesome.
Okay, here we go. It's loading.
Okay.
Here we go.
Stop it. I can't. No.
What are you looking at? What are you looking at? Let me see.
Oh, you know what? We looked at these before.
Yeah.
This is like that sort of half body thong thing, right?
Yeah, it's just a sock.
So it's whole. So it's like. Yeah,
exactly. Does it wrap around it?
I got another one for you,
I think that...
He's a flipper. He's our flipper.
He's also a porn star. Yep, he's...
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Dear Santa.
Yeah.
So he does that on our stage, but with shorts or pants on.
Yeah, he's really talented.
Yeah.
He looks it. You can tell.
That one is...
Hold but on. Do you actually really need to be talented when you're that?
You know what I mean? You do.
Be on our stage.
Oh, okay.
We need them to be. We need them to be. That's another one of ours. You need them to be.
We fly him in from the UK.
But it's interesting though, because how do you know? So this is a guy in the mirror, and he legitimately was that a towel wrapped around his?
That one's for a selfie,
like a beach towel.
You know how when you go to like mediocre hotels in Cuba, they turn the towel into a swan at the end of the bed.
Yeah. But that's not a swan.
They did. No, they turned it into a rice silo.
God damn, bro.
Yeah.
He's always on like, tour with us.
That's like, that's the kind of canister that like is behind a truck. You know what I mean?
That's like, so there's nothing needed. You know, that's au natural.
Yeah. No, I guess.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Patrick has been waiting for a real long time. Hi, Patrick. It's Roz and Mocha and Kat and Nat. How are you?
Hey, not bad. You?
Good, man. Thanks for waiting. What is your question?
So my question is, do you think that your parents had a favorite kid out of you and your siblings? And if so, were you that favorite kid?
Okay, Patrick, do you have siblings? If so, do you know whether or not your parents had a favorite kid?
Yeah, I have an older brother and a younger sister. And the phrase my mom kept saying is that we're all her favorites, but I was definitely the favorite out of the favorites.
Do the other ones know that?
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Interesting.
I think my sisters both know that I'm my parents' favorite. I think.
Yeah. You seem like a good kid.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
You're convinced, though, that you know fact that you're your parents'
favorite.
100%.
You're likable.
100%. Yeah. I am favorite.
Yeah.
Are you? Where do you fall in the like
first? Oldest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I
was a bad kid, though.
Really?
I was really, really bad. I gave my parents a hard time growing up.
Were you still the favorite while you were being bad, or are you favorite now?
Had to be.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
No, maybe not.
No, I think you were. My brother always would tell my parents that he knows fully that he was the proto-Roz.
That's awesome.
But my brother thinks that my parents thought that I was the favorite. I never really got that because I didn't have it really to compare anything because my brother's 3 years older than me and he did so much raising of me. Not that my parents weren't involved. Yeah, they just let him do that to sort of build our bond.
Yeah.
And we still live together to this day, right?
No way.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. I'm 45. My brother's 48. We have not lived together for 1 year and 9 months of our entire lives.
Oh my. Does he have a partner?
He does. Yeah.
You all live together?
Yeah, we have a house and it's in two. It's like he and his wife live on the top floors and
so you're
we
like
live.
Us. No, but you're better. They're better because they live in the same house.
Under
this
the
is
same
our
roof.
Dream.
Yeah, we're under this. Yeah, we're under the same roof. Yeah, yeah.
So is that why you're doing your reno? Are you guys doing an addition? So that
our husbands joke that they'll keep one house and we'll move to the other house.
Yeah,
they joke.
Yeah.
All the time.
That is so cute.
Yeah. So and it's just and I like it that way. And then we became business partners because we got into real estate and everything else. And so it just made perfect sense for us to maintain, you know, living this way. Huh. But you know, geez, do I like what I said? I was like better, I think, when I was younger, and then my parents started to get worried about me when I was about like 16 because they thought that I was going to go off and run away with strippers and like all of this
stuff.
We have a lot
in common. All of us sound like we're a bit naughty in the height. Look at us now. Yeah.
My parents would tell the story of, they remember like, my dad would always tell this story, which was, he would start off by saying, let me tell you the first time Roz brought home a stripper.
No, you used to date strippers. That was
your
thing.
But I was young though. I was like
10?
Like, no, like 15, 16, 16.
Wow. 16,
19 plus. But I would lie, right? Because I was 6'1 when I was in grade 8.
You had that much confidence to date a
stripper. Swag.
Like, how much confidence does it take to date a stripper, though?
I feel like as a 15-year-old.
In the 80s, if you had long hair and had rippy jeans and you sort of looked like Brett Michaels or David Lee Roth, you could get a stripper.
Did you live in Toronto?
No. I grew up in Acton.
Okay.
But we would go to the Brampton strip joints because they were like, you know what I'm saying?
How long were these relationships?
Oh, not long. Like they
oh,
would.
A night.
No, you know what's interesting is that there's no. Like a couple months. Like my dad would drive me to their place.
Were you cool with them dancing while you were dating them?
What did I care?
Yeah. Good. No, because some guys go, girl, you can't. Like we are strippers.
I
a lot
was
of their
16.
Girlfriends.
I'm going to start throwing demands at a stripper. Right?
I wasn't sure.
You know?
Oh
like
gosh.
Hell no.
Hey,
no,
Patrick.
No.
Thanks so much, brother.
Oh my God.
I'm going to ask you this question that we got from Perla that reads: Kat and Nat have mom truths. What's the dad version of that? And can you give us an example?
Also, mom truths.
our husbands.
I mean, you guys would have the dad truth version, right?
I guess it would be, right? Yeah.
Just so you know, we own it.
Yeah, no problem.
You better believe it.
Yeah, you have to, right?
Well, because my bro, I was having a barbecue once, and my brother was like, I'm going to do what you do when I have a kid because, you know, your life is so fun, and you don't have to go to an office. I'm going to do your job, and I'm going to do dad truths. Called the lawyer. I want the trademark to the dad truths. If my brother's going to do this, I'm going to make some money off him.
And now on TikTok, we do teen truths. So they submit what they do, and we do it anonymously, what they do.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be telling them this because some of them are genius. Like one kid started a business where you check your phone in to do a designated spot. So everyone's going to the school for a play. All the kids go and give them the phone. So their parents, when they check them where they are on Find My Phone, they're all at that school and the kids responding to all the parents and they all go party somewhere else.
Oh my God.
And they pay them.
They pay them. Yeah, because when you go and you do the search of where your kid is, they all have these apps now. So they track them. So they're all in the spot they said they are. And then the person goes and responds.
What's the best tracker app? Because I'm not there yet.
One of our team members just told us, but by the time you get there, there will be a new one that has a different, she can see exactly where they go at all times, but this kid has just defied odds and started a business out of it. He has $10 a phone. And if he gets 10, it's $100 for two hours.
It's so funny how everything has changed. Years ago, I'm trying to remember when it was. It was before we worked on this show. So maybe about 15 years ago, I was talking to somebody and we were talking about kids. And I was like, we should start a company called Where's My Kid? And I'm like, we should put a LoJack tracker on kids' backpacks, right? And at that time, when I suggested putting a tracker on a child, I was called a fascist.
Whoa.
And now life without tracking your kid is something that is not an option. Right?
You're the odd one out.
I don't track my kid. Now you're the weird one.
Yeah.
Right? No. As opposed to somebody who wanted to.
And we're talking about that now. Right now our kids, we know where they are all the time. They're not free yet.
Yeah.
But that our parents never knew where we were.
Never.
This is going to be so different that we're always.
And if you couldn't call them, you couldn't find a payphone. I didn't want a cell phone, so I couldn't call. No. I was like, payphones were the way to go, so you couldn't be tracked.
Yeah. And then you did the payphone trick, which is you called collect, and when it was after the beep, say your name, you'd be like, I'm at Dave's place. and then they would get, and because you didn't need a quarter, right?
Oh my gosh.
And then the phone would ring at your parents' house and it'd be like, you have a collect call from I'm at Dave's place.
Oh,
do you accept the charges?
That's
and they would
amazing.
Go no. And then they would just hit no, but they knew that I was at Dave's place, right? That's how you'd get around that back in the day. But I don't know when's phone age for you guys? When are you doing this?
They have
this?
One now.
They do.
They just got them.
Only text and phone. We're partners with Apple and it's our old iPhones or sevens.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
So we got a plan. If you're a parent out there and you need this, you can get just a talk and text.
Okay.
They don't need data. They can only call us and text us when they're not in a place of Wi-Fi. Now Wi-Fi is everywhere, it is a deterrent for them to not always be on TikTok.
So can they just clear all the other apps off the phone, right? There's nothing else on the phone.
All of our kids are on. We could do a whole podcast with you on this, but we don't limit them. We go with them. We learn with them.
It's amazing. It's an amazing tool to learn. You know, my kid's learning piano because of an app.
Yeah.
Right. Some of them are really, really incredible.
We're in the space. How can we be like, no?
Yeah. But you can't say that. Yeah.
And I want who knows where they're they could be, what job they could create from what they're doing right now. And I mean, it doesn't even exist what the possibilities are.
And they have private accounts on TikTok, so they just kind of follow each other. But just being able to create videos and edit them and do all of that, that's good exercise for them.
Of course,
And they're so good at teaching themselves, and what they can come up with is better than we naturally can, you know?
How are they with privacy? Do they want to be exposed, or are they a little bit more conservative than the sort of generation before them when it comes to putting themselves out there on social media and wanting the comments, and do they have a desire for that to be noticed?
I don't know, because they've never had the option to be public yet.
Right. Well, they're public with us.
Right.
Right? They're public with, they've been on, I think, three covers of magazines, and they've been on, the Today Show photo. You know, when people talk about our seven kids, we're getting more cautious of the older girls.
Do they have, do they give them photo control? Are they allowed to say no?
All of them can say no. Anyone can bounce out of a photo or not be part of something.
We have photo shoots where there's one missing.
Yeah.
That's often. Yeah. Fine. Fair. You don't want to be in it?
I've missed out on money because Roxy doesn't want to do it.
We've said no about our. Yeah. Well, have you ever tried a photo shoot with seven kids? Like,
no.
And they won't. They want them for free.
No, we've tried a photo shoot with one kid and it doesn't work.
No, like people come to you and they're like big endorsement deals or whatever it is, but it's a family thing. They don't want me. They want my family.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, you float the idea, and Catherine's like, "Oh God, okay, fun, no problem." And you're like, "Hey, Rox, we got this really great opportunity to do this. You into it?" She's like, "No."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Okay, cool, whatever."
Oh, that's great.
That's it. And then you go back and you tell them no, right?
Yeah.
Like that's just the it's just the way it is, because she's far more conservative now than the sort of kids that are now, I guess, in high school.
Wow.
Like and a lot of the kids her age, I found a lot of 9-year-olds are very conservative. Hmm. They know what the damage is done.
Yeah.
You know, it's like social media and, you know, naked selfies and bullying and all this stuff. It's like the way that people, you know, looked at like smoking.
Oh my gosh, I was just thinking that.
It's
like
you saw the damage it did to the generation before you, and then you're like, hell no, we're not going to kill ourselves with that.
Yeah.
And like her and her friends are like, she has no desire. She doesn't want to be on YouTube. She doesn't want an Instagram account. She doesn't want Twitter. I don't think she knows what Twitter is. Right, she just doesn't want any of that stuff, and they don't want to be exposed. And they know what strangers are. They know what happens when strangers look at your stuff.
Yeah,
nothing good.
Yeah, and they have they have the social media experts that come and talk to them at school, and it is they make it scary.
They make it
seem like there's a lot of dangers in it.
Yeah,
It's so funny you say smoking. Our kids definitely think if anyone's smoking a cigarette, they're a criminal.
Yes,
a criminal. Yeah.
Oh yes.
It's hard to educate you, like, but they're doing something so bad.
And look how long it's taken for that message that smoking's bad for you, like generation after generation after generation, where now a kid will see somebody smoking and say they're a criminal, or that's gross, or that gives you cancer and you're gonna die.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It took a long time.
It took forever.
Yeah.
This has been wonderful. Kat and Nat, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We had so much fun. Book tour website is catandnat.com.
That's .ca. Someone owns .com.
Sorry, .ca. Catandnat.ca.
I know.
A-holes.
And they do nothing with it.
They don't want to give it up.
No.
Yeah, but why can't your lawyer say that? You can't just squat, right?
We're trying.
You're not allowed to do that.
We're trying.
At Catandnat on Instagram, Twitter, search for Catandnat on YouTube, Facebook as well. You guys have your Facebook Live every single day.
Yeah.
TikTok? What else am I missing? TikTok?
Yeah.
And
literally.
Two podcasts? Yeah,
we're everywhere.
Okay. Just search for Kat and Nat. They're taking over the world. Thank you very much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show.
Thanks. That was awesome.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Powered by Air Transat. Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.